During the so-called riots in Harlem, police fired innumerable rounds of ammunition, allegedly over the heads of the people in the streets. But even those shots that really flew above the people's heads often crashed through windows of apartments and hotels.
While the national trend is toward a white-collar labor force, the percentage of Negroes in blue-collar jobs is increasing. Thus, the percentage of white males in blue-collar jobs fell from 52% in 1950 to 50% in 1960. The percentage for Negroes rose from 64% to 67%. The greater part
July
of this increase being
11,
the labor category,
1964,
rapidly increasing also
in Shaw,
the percentage of Negro females.
On July 11, 1964,
$400 by 500 white men.
An amateur bomb
during the same period,
freedom
of white people of
a Negro cafe.
He was also offered $40
to 17.3% in 1964.
Of local residents, home addresses. On July 11, 1964, in Laurel, Mississippi, four young Negroes were injured during and after attempts to integrate Cress's lunch counter, where Negroes had eaten earlier.
On July 17, 1964, in Philadelphia, Mississippi, a Columbia Law student and a writer were beaten with a chain by two middle-aged white men in the early afternoon.
More than 100 shops were looted.
In the relatively prosperous post-war years, the unemployment rate among Negroes was only about 60% higher than the white rate. But since 1954, it has been at least 200% higher.
On July 16, 1964, in Baytown, Mississippi, GOFO volunteers reported
during the period June 21st to August 1st, 1964, when the bodies of three civil rights workers were not yet found, Governor Paul Johnson of Mississippi and a number of other
suffragists
repeatedly offered the suggestion that the disappearance of all three was a hoax.
This is Fanny Lou Hammer, 26-year-old wife of a Louisville, Mississippi sharecropper, and a member of the Biracial Freedom Democratic Party delegation, who challenged the seating of the regular all-white Mississippi delegation to the 1964 Democratic Convention, was thrown out of her job, jailed, and beaten for trying to get Negroes registered to vote. But according to Mississippi State Senator E.K.
Collins,
she
spoke
to the Mississippi regular.
19,
she had received over 600 votes in the primary election.
In Yazoo, Mississippi, three Negroes in their late teens or early 20s were arrested for looking at a white girl.
Later arrested along with other alleged rioters and spent 3 days in jail before discovered and she was released.
Negro who finishes 4 years of college will earn less than a white with only 8 years of elementary school.
The long-term unemployment rate is especially large among Negroes. The long-term unemployment have been constituting an increasing percentage of the total unemployed. This means that the growing section of the workforce, of which Negroes comprise an ever-increasing portion, is being more or less permanently detached
when they are finally found, buried in small staff,
the members of this underclass are those
Andrew
most likely to be victims of technological change.
As hip Negroes harvest. Between 1940 and 1959, the drop in the number of American farms owned or operated by Negroes was cut more than one half, more than 400,000, less than 3,000. Only 23% of Southern Negro farmers owned their own farms, as contrasted with 60% of white farmers. On the other hand, almost half of all tenant farmers and over 65% of all sharecroppers are Negroes. Followed immediately by a violent protest reaction by the teenage students at the school, and a day or two later by the so-called Harlem riots.
Thank you.
August 13, 1964. Discontent of the black community of Paterson, New Jersey overflowed into the streets. During this time, 75 people were arrested and 8 policemen were injured. In Elizabeth, New Jersey, over the same 3-day period, from 500 to 700 of the Negro community became involved in the fighting. 150 cops and helmets patrolled the streets of Elizabeth, and 5 people were arrested on Thursday night. According to the Department of Labor, unemployment in Paterson, Elizabeth, and Jersey City rose during the period preceding the outbreak of street fighting, even though statistics showed a decline in unemployment throughout the rest of the country.
Decision ordering school desegregation.
Our major cities are becoming vast racial ghettos.
Segregated schools are inferior schools north and south. New York, only 15.3% of the teachers in the Negro and Puerto Rican elementary schools were fully licensed, as compared to 78.2% of the white schools.